弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you all。
知道所有来参加毕业典礼的人，这一天下来相当的疲累。
I'm sure that all of you are very tired from attending the whole day of festivities。
所以我们今天的聚会一定在九点钟之前结束。
So we're definitely going to finish our worship and gathering by 9:00。
而且是越早结束越好。
And the earlier the better。
但这又是毕业生离开之前最后一次和我们在一起崇拜。
But this is the last gathering we're going to have with all the graduates.
所以短短的信息讲什么呢?
So in such a short message, what should I talk about?
考虑了之后我就选了诗篇121篇。
Having thought about it for a while, I chose Psalm 121.
这是15篇上行之诗当中的一篇。
And this is one of the 15 songs of ascent.
什么是上行之诗呢?
What's a song of ascent?
几千年前以色列人散住在巴勒斯坦一带。
Thousands of years ago, the Israelites were living around Palestine.
每年有几个大的节期，大家都要到耶路撒冷过节，到圣殿去敬拜。
There are a couple of big feasts each year, and everyone has to gather in Jerusalem to celebrate the feasts and to worship in the temple.
所以每次到了几个节期的时候，几条通往耶路撒冷的道路都汇集了许许多多要去一同敬拜的人。
So every time there is a big feast, all the roads towards Jerusalem would be packed with a lot of Israelites.
那这个旅途不短，而且包括了爬坡的山路。
It's not a very short journey, and includes a lot of uphill slopes.
这些朝圣者往往就一边走，一边唱这些上行之诗。
A lot of these pilgrims would, on their journey, they would shout out or sing out these songs of ascent.
那这十五首诗写作的背景和时间各不相同。
These 15 songs of ascent were written at different times with different backgrounds.
但内容都是遵从神，表达对神的坚心信靠。
But they are all about the worship of God and to show the faith they have in God.
所以大家去朝圣的时候，虽然长途跋涉，身体疲劳，众人一唱起这些诗来，就彼此激励，振奋大家的心情。
So even though the pilgrimage is really tiring and the people get physically really tired, when people sing these songs of ascent, they encourage one another and they revive their spirits.
那今天晚上我就用这首诗篇其中三个重点来与大家分享，彼此共勉。
We're going to look at three particular points tonight and encourage one another.
这首诗以一个问题做开始，整首诗的重点也就在回答这个问题。
This psalm starts with a question and the whole psalm is about, it's the answer to this question.
什么问题呢？
What kind of question?
我的帮助从何而来?
Where does my help come from?
在人生当中，我们每一个人都有可能在不止一重的情况之下发出这样的问题。
In our lives, there are many different occasions under which we would ask this type of question.
我们都知道，就算你读最好的学校，表现出色，也不见得一毕业就能够找到工作。
Even if you are attending the very best school and are a great student performing, have outstanding performance, you might not get a job right away after graduation.
就算很快找到了，也不见得这一生在事业上会一帆风顺。
Even if you get a job right away, it doesn't mean that your life afterwards is going to be very smooth.
就算你绝顶聪明，极其能干，也难免会遇到你无力解决的事。
Even if you're super intelligent and you're very talented, there are probably situations that, there are probably problems that you cannot solve as well.
我们上个周末中文堂退休会，其中一位专题的讲员叫刘翔，一位刘翔弟兄。
One of the speakers we had during our Chinese congregation retreat last week was Liu Xiang.
他当初是国内少年班出来的。
He came from a very elite Oh, he got into college when he was really young. He's very intelligent.
后来在专业上也做得非常的出色。
And he did really well in his in what he professed.
但他自己这样分享到。
But he shared this with us.
当他的大儿子被人紧紧绑在担架上，送上救护车的时候。他想坐在儿子身旁握握他的手都不行。
When his eldest son got put on a stretcher, going into an ambulance, he couldn't even hold his eldest son's hand.
人是何等渺小，能力何等有限。
How limited are our abilities and how tiny we are.
遇到那样的时刻，真是会发出这样的呼喊， 我的帮助从何而来?
In situations like that, we really would ask, where does our help come from?
20几年前我住在洛杉矶的时候, 我们团契每周三的祷告会都在我家举行。
20-some years ago, when I was still living in Los Angeles, the prayer meeting of our fellowship took place on Wednesday at my place.
有一天有人带了一位陌生人来,祷告会结束之后, 留下来跟我们谈。
One day someone brought to us a stranger, and after the prayer meeting, he stayed and talked to us.
原来他的妻子要离开他。
It turns out his wife was deciding to leave him.
他怎么留都留不住。
No matter what he did, there was nothing he could do.
他跟我们谈的时候痛苦地嚎啕大哭。
He was crying and helplessly.
很遗憾的是,这样的悲剧在今天的社会当中发生的几率越来越高。
Unfortunately, the likelihood of this kind of thing happening today is increasing.
多少我自己所认识的人,在拼命想挽回婚姻,却挽回不了的时候, 心中发出这样痛苦的呐喊。
How many people I personally know of are struggling with their marriages, and when they can't do anything to save their marriages, they would yell out, where does my help come from?
我的帮助从何而来?
Where does my help come from?
在第一节诗人写着说, 我要向山举目, 我的帮助从何而来?
In the first verse, the psalmist says, I lift up my eyes to the hills, where does my help come from?
向山举目有两层可能的意思。
There are two possible meanings to a phrase, lifting up your eyes to the hills.
一个意思是他抬头看着坐落在锡安山顶的耶路撒冷。
One possible meaning is that you're lifting up your eyes to look at the temple that's sitting on Mount Zion in Jerusalem.
另外可能的意思是他先举目看看周围许多高高低低的山丘。
Another possible meaning is that you just lift up your eyes and look at all the mountains that are surrounding you.
当时许多信异教的人都挑选在山丘的高处竹坛来祭拜各样的偶像。
A lot of people at that time who were following other religions also decide to put their altars and things at the top of hills.
所以诗人的意思是，人在需要帮助的时候，往往会把倚靠放在真神以外的其他事物。
So what the psalmist is trying to say is that when people really need help, they very often would choose to rely on things which are outside of the truth and outside of God.
但他举目观看后问自己,
After he lifted up his eyes and looked at the mountains, he would ask himself,
谁才是真正能帮助我的?
Who can really help me?
那真正永远可靠的帮助从何而来?
Who is really eternally reliable?
真的在人生当中许多人靠住了东西, 靠错了人,
Many people rely on the wrong things, on the wrong people.
等到发现靠错了,已经受了极大的亏损。
And very often when you find out, you have already suffered a great loss.
以色列人在历史上就一再重复这样的错误。
And the Israelites in history have repeated the same mistake over and over.
在面对邻国的威胁的时候,神要他们专心仰望神,他们不肯听。
When they're threatened by their neighboring nations, when God tells them to just focus on God, they will not listen.
遭受左边国家威胁的时候，他们就去向右边的国家求助。
When the nation on one side is threatening them, they would just run to the nation on the other side.
遭受右边的国家威胁的时候，又转去向左边的国家求助。
And vice versa.
他们就摆过来摆过去，就是不肯专一的信靠神。
And they would just sway from one end to the other end, and they would just not choose to focus on God.
神就借着耶利米的口发出责备说,
So through Jeremiah, God disciplined the Israelites and said,
我的百姓做了两件恶事,
My people have committed two sins,
就是离弃我这活水的泉源,
They have forsaken me the spring of living water,
为自己凿出池子是破裂不能存水的池子,
And have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water.
我们在人生当中也很容易犯这样的错误。
And we often repeat, carry out the same kind of mistakes in our lives.
每次需要帮助的时候，不肯到神面前来寻求帮助。
When we need help, we often don't come to God and seek help from God.
不肯顺从他的引导。
We don't listen to what His will.
而是一再凭着自己的眼见，慌慌张张地为自己凿这个池子，凿那个池子。
We rely on ourselves and build the cistern and build the other cisterns.
你知道吗？当你不肯 选择相信神的时候，你就是离弃了活水的泉源。
But you know when you choose to forsake God, you're really forsaking the spring of living water.
而你自己凿的池子，就算凿的再深再大，或者换了一个又一个，最后都是破裂不能存水的。
And even if you dig up cisterns, no matter how deep or how large they are, and you know, you build one and then another, at the very end, all of them are going to be broken and they cannot hold any water.
我的小女儿在两个礼拜也要从大学毕业。
My younger daughter is going to graduate from university in 2 weeks.
我的大女儿去年毕业。
My elder daughter graduated last year.
虽然她们也是非常的年轻。
Even though they're really young,
我也是用这段的经文提醒他们，劝勉他们。
I use this song to encourage them and to remind them.
因为这个社会当中有太多的人忙忙碌碌过了大半生，后来发现非常的虚空。
Because, you know, in our society today, many, many people, after they have been busy for a good chunk of their lives, they would realize that they're really empty inside.
因为他们的池子是破裂不能存水的。
And that's because their cisterns are broken and cannot hold any water.
当然有些帮助是好的，也是神常常使用来帮助我们的。
Of course, there are help which are actually good, and God uses a lot of sources of help to help us as well.
比如中国有句俗话说，在家靠父母，在外出外靠朋友。
For example, there's an ancient saying in China, you know, at home you rely on your parents, and when you leave home you rely on your friends.
在绝大多数的情形之下，父母真的是所有人当中最可靠、最有可能无条件帮助你的。
In most situations, it is indeed the case that your parents are likely the ones who are most reliable and who can help you unconditionally.
而朋友也的确是很重要的。
And friends are really important.
但是再好的父母、再忠诚的朋友，能力也是有限的。
But no matter how great your parents are or how faithful your friends are, their abilities are going to be limited.
我的两个女儿胆子很大，年纪轻轻都已经单枪匹马跑过很多国家。
My two daughters are really adventurous and courageous, and when they were young, they already traveled to many different countries.
有一年寒假，我的小女儿第二次去意大利工作。
During the winter break, my younger daughter went to Italy to work.
有一天晚上，突然接到她的电话。
And one night we received a phone call from her.
她在电话另外一头泣不成声。
And she was just crying and could not speak.
她一边哭一边讲，我们根本听不清楚。
She was crying and she was trying to talk and we couldn't understand what she was saying.
我听了好像是有人带她出去吃饭。
It seemed like someone took her out for food.
然后是不晓得给她下了药或灌醉了她，把她给强暴了。
It seemed like maybe someone put some medication in her drinks or something and then perhaps violated her.
还好后来发现是接待她的家庭女主人带她出去吃饭。
Luckily, it turns out it was a host family that took her out for food.
结果她吐了，弄脏了餐厅的地。
But she threw up and she made the floor dirty.
餐厅老板对她发脾气。
And the boss of the restaurant got really angry.
接待家庭的女主人就跟餐厅的老板吵了起来。
And so the host family and the restaurant owner got into a fight.
那意大人吵架是很精彩的。
And when Italians get into a verbal fight, it's really kind of crazy.
把我小女儿给吓坏了，也觉得丢脸极了。
And it really scared my young daughter, and she felt really shameful.
当然后来知道，哎呀，只是吐了，我就放心多了。
After finding out that she only threw up, I felt much better.
但真的一开始刚听到宝贝女儿的哭声的时候，真想从电话钻过去飞到意大利去救她。
When I first picked up the phone and heard my daughter cry, I really want to, you know, go through a telephone and just fly all the way to Italy and save her.
但哪能办得到？
But how can I do that?
那老大也是单枪匹马跑了很多国家。
And my older daughter also traveled on her own to many different countries.
我一再提醒她要多加小心。
I reminded her to be extra careful.
因为我知道有好几个真实的例子，有些女孩才到一个国家就被人拐走失踪了。
Because there are really many occasions that I know of where little girls would travel to another country and then they would get kidnapped and they'd disappear.
我说这种事情一旦发生在她身上，爸爸再怎么爱她也救不了啊。
If that sort of thing really happens to her, no matter how much I love her, I cannot do anything.
虽然有的时候我也像这个007 James Bond 这样的英勇。
Even though sometimes I do imagine myself to be the special agents in 007,
但那都是发生在梦里面。
But that's all in my dreams.
遇到真实的状况一点用处都没有。
If that really happens in real life, I really cannot do anything.
所以我多次跟我的女儿说，请你也跟所有毕业生说， 即使是最爱你的父母， 能跟你的帮助都是有限的。
So that's why I told my daughters and also I encourage all the graduates and tell all the graduates today that no matter how loving your parents might be, the help that they can give you is limited.
我们一定要像诗人一样认识到， 真正能永远给我们帮助的只有神。
We have to really understand what the psalmist is trying to say, and the one who can really give you reliable help as the eternal existing.
其实神是非常乐意帮助我们的。
And our God is actually one who is really willing to help.
只是绝大多数人有需要的时候，偏偏不找他。
It just turns out that very often we just don't want to find him.
有的是根本把他给忘记了。
Sometimes we forget about him altogether.
有的是不太相信，哎呀，他能够有什么帮助？
Sometimes we don't really believe he can do anything.
还有的人是跟神太陌生，不太好意思向他求助。
Sometimes we don't even, you know, God is kind of like a stranger to us.
或者不知道怎么求助。
And we don't know how to seek help.
所以关键是你对神有多少认识。
So the key is how well do you know God?
你与他的关系有多熟。
How good is your relationship with God?
如果神对你来说就像最慈爱的父母一样，你找他帮助就十分的自然。
If God is kind of like your loving parents, and seeking help from him would be very, it's a very natural thing to do.
而他给你的帮助永远比最最爱你的父母还更好。
And the help that God can offer is always far better than the help that your parents can offer.
那么怎么样可以与神有亲密的关系呢？
So how do we have a very intimate relationship with God?
容我再重复，常常重复的。
Let me repeat and always repeat the same thing.
最起码有两件事你一定要抓紧。There
are two things you really have to remember to do.
第一就是养成每天借着读经。
And the first thing is to develop the habit of reading the Bible every day.
如果你养成天天读经亲近主的习惯， 这不只是对你前面的一生道路大有保障。
If you develop the habit of reading the Bible every day, not only would you be very well protected going forward,
神可以天天透过他的话语来喂养你。
God can feed you while you read the Bible.
可以带领你成长。
He can lead you to grow.
会帮助你看事情越看越清楚，灵命也越来越刚强。
He can clarify what you see, and he will build up your spiritual life.
第二是，不论你搬到什么地方，第一件事情就要找到一间好的教会，固定聚会，而且参加团契。
And the second thing is, no matter where you move yourself to, the first thing you got to do is find a good church. To attend regularly and also participate in fellowship.
这能够帮助你与神的关系有更好的成长。
Not only this would help you build a good relationship with God.
而且遇到有需要的时候，教会和团契往往是最能被神使用来帮助你的其中一个管道。
And very often God does choose to use fellowships and the church as a channel to help you.
所以这句话我不只是对毕业生讲。 也跟今天来参加孩子毕业典礼的家长们讲。
So not only am I saying this to all the graduates today, but I'm also saying this to all the parents of the graduates.
也许你以前从来没去过教会或很少去教会。
Probably you've never been to a church or you very seldom go.
我非常盼望你今天来这里聚会之后，回去会认真的考虑开始固定去教会。
I really hope that after today you will consider seriously attending a church regularly.
不止我们做父母的在儿女遇到困难的时候很有限。
It's not only us parents that have limited abilities when it comes to helping our children.
同样的，将来我们的儿女再怎么样有尽孝的心，我们遇到困难的时候，他们也很可能想帮忙，却能帮忙的很有限。
Later in our lives, no matter how much our children may want to honor us and help us, the help that they can offer is also going to be very limited.
接近20年前，我的父母退休，从台湾搬到洛杉矶定居。
About 20 years ago, my parents retired and moved from Taiwan to Los Angeles.
那时我和我哥哥都住在洛杉矶，我姐姐住在北加州。
Me and my brother were living in Los Angeles, and my sister was living not far away.
虽然我后来搬到东岸，还是在美国，无论父母来或我们去，还是很方便。
After I moved to the East Coast, even though it's a little bit further, but we're still in the United States, and it's still pretty convenient too.
所以跟很多人相比，我的父母已经算是离儿女很近了。
So compared to a lot of other people, I was actually really close physically to my parents.
但是我们都知道，我们三姐弟能进的校非常的有限。
But we all understood that the amount, how much help we could offer is going to be limited.
这十多年来，我们最最庆幸，也最最感恩的，就是我父母亲十六年前信了主，成为神家中的一员。
We feel really blessed and joyful that our parents chose to put their lives in Christ about 16 years ago.
这些年来，教会带给他们的温暖和扶持。真的就是好像让他们一下多了许多爱他们的家人一样。
The warmth and support that they were able to get from their church far exceeds the love that we can offer them.
最重要的是他们认识了神是他们慈爱的天父。
The most important thing is that they got to know this very loving God.
所以这些年来我多次的赞叹，我的父母从神那里得到了帮助，远远比我们做的要好得多。
And I'm always amazed by how much more help God can give my parents than.
甚至许多的事情，许多的帮助，根本就不是人能够做的，唯有神能成就。
And there are certain things that you know we can't even do anything about. It's only God that can do anything.
所以所有的家长们
，So parents，
当你的孩子开口鼓励你去教会的时候，那真的是出于他们对你的爱。
If your children encourage you to attend a church, it comes from their love for you.
他们希望你这一生能够得到最丰富的祝福。
They really wish that your lives are going to be blessed.
好，这首诗另外一个值得注意的是，他多次提到保护。
And the other thing that's worth paying attention to is this psalm repeatedly the word watch over comes up.
英文 NIV 五次翻作 watch over， 一次翻作 keep， 在原文里面都是出自同样一个字。
So five times this word appears as watch over, and one time it appears as keep.But in the original text, original language, it comes from the same word.
保护什么呢？
What are we trying to protect?
我们一开始读这几节经文，很可能想到都是身体的保护，免于各样的灾难。
We might be thinking that we're trying to protect our physical body so that we don't come into harm.
比如说这些年来巨大的天灾越来越多，地震、海啸、龙卷风，都是刹那之间就可以带来大规模的毁坏。
Especially in the last few years, there are so many natural disasters that can just take people's lives away in an instant. Many earthquakes, tsunamis, tornadoes, etc., etc.
我们感觉需要这方面的保护。
We feel that we need protection in this manner.
不过从客观的统计数字来看
，But if we look at the statistics,
各样的天灾人祸发生的时候，基督徒遭殃的几率不会比非基督徒低的。
When we look at the statistics and look at who get harmed in these instances of natural disasters and so on, the Christians are not more lucky than the non-Christians.
从教会历史看，反而有更多的基督徒因为坚守信仰的缘故而受苦，甚至被逼迫而死。
And in fact, if we look at history, a lot of Christians, when they choose to stick to their faith, and they get persecuted. Yeah.
从整本圣经来看，神所应许保护的时候。重点往往并不是在人肉体的生命。
So we look at the entire Bible, usually the focus, when we see the word protection, it's not the physical protection.
再怎么样，我们记得，无论是信神或是不信神，死亡率都是百分之百。
No matter, we should never forget, you know, whether you believe in God or not, the death rate is 100%.
当然，神确实有可能在一些情形当中特别伸手。给人在身体上非比寻常的保护。
Of course, there are situations where God really can do miraculous things to save people's lives in very desperate situations.
这是我们可以相信的，也是在危难当中可以向神祈求的。
We could believe in that, and we could ask for that in desperate situations.
但既然在神的眼中那不是最最重要的，我们也就不要只看重身体方面的保护。
But since that's not what's important in God's eyes, then we should not.Just focus on the
相对之下，灵魂的保护是更重要的，因为那是带进永恒的。
The protection of our soul is even more important because that's what we brings to eternity.
对于毕业生来说，在学校的生活是最单纯的。
To a lot of graduates, the life in school is rather simple.
离开校园，踏进社会之后，环境会复杂得多。
After leaving school, when you start getting a job in the real world, it's going to be more complicated.
二十几年前，我和我太太学校刚毕业，在一家大电脑公司工作。
20 or so years ago, me and my wife, we started working for a very big software company.
我们十分吃惊地发现，在公司里面男女关系乱七八糟的事情，竟然比电视电影里面演的还复杂。
And we were really, really shocked to find out how messy the relationships among the different people in the workplace were, and they were even more complicated than what we see on TV and in movies.
我们要记得，唯有选择依靠神，以神为帮助的，才会经历神特别的保护。
To remember that only if we choose to rely on God and ask for God's help, then we will really experience that special protection from God.
有很多的诱惑可能把你的心带偏，你需要神的保护。
When there are temptations that try to lead you astray, you need the protection of God.
有一些诱惑你不去找他，他会来找你，你需要神的保护。
Sometimes you might not be seeking out temptations, and temptations are just there around the corner. You need God's protection for that.
你可能遇到很糟的上司，你可能遇到同事出于竞争来与你为敌。
You might encounter other forms of attacks. For example, you might run into a really terrible boss, or you might have coworkers who are treat you as enemies.
遇到这些事情发生的时候，我们需要神的保护，才能够以合神的心意、合神心意的方式来应对。
In these situations, we need God's protection to understand what's the best thing to do and what's going to please God the most.
在这个社会当中，要维持幸福的婚姻不容易，有太多不利的因素。
It's hard to maintain and sustain a marriage in our society these days.
我们需要神的保护。
There are many things that could break up a marriage, and we need God's protection.
生儿育女的时候，哎呀，小孩子小时候都好像天使一样。
When you give birth to children when they're little, they're all like little angels, very adorable. Adorable.
但是有极高比例的家庭，等到孩子成为青少年之后，父母与子女的关系变糟了。
As your kids grow up and when they maybe become teenaged, in many families, the relationship between the parents and the kids become pretty broken.
很多的损害造成之后，家人不知道如何修复弥补。
And in such situations, a lot of people don't know what to do to kind of mend up the.
有一个和谐的家庭关系是多么美好、多么蒙福的事。
It's very blessed to have a very warm and nice family.
如果我们真的相信这很重要，我们就需要以神为我们的帮助，因为我们需要他的保护。
If we believe that this is important, then we really need the help that comes from God, for we really need His protection.
第三方面，在第三、第四节，诗人用不同的字句三次重复强调。保护我们的神也不打盹也不睡觉。
So in verses 3 and verses 4, it reminds us that in two different ways that God doesn't yawn and He doesn't sleep, doesn't slumber.
神打不打盾睡不睡觉跟我们有什么相干呢、啊、
Whether or not God slumbers, what does that have to do with us?
为什么诗人要特别强调呢？
Why does God emphasize the fact that God does not?
你有没有想过，如果有一个相当可靠的人在那里看守，那你就可以安心睡觉了。
Have you ever thought, you know, if there is someone who is really reliable by your side, then you can sleep very comfortably?
我天生比较容易忧虑紧张。
I'm naturally more anxious and I get nervous really easily.
但信主之后，尤其是最近几年，对这件事情有越来越深的体会。
So coming to Christ, I came to a deeper understanding of.
我们处在一个压力很大的社会。
We're living in a society where pressure is really huge.
很多人白天忙碌工作，绷得紧紧的。
Many people have to work during the daytime and they have a lot of pressure on them.
晚上躺下去明明很累却睡不好睡不着。
Even if they're physically really tired, when at night when they try to fall asleep, they can't or they don't sleep well.
脑筋胡思乱想担心这担心那。
They think about all kinds of things, they worry about this, worry about that.
连续几天睡眠品质不好，不止精神差身体受损情绪也不好。
Not only does it affect your concentration and it starts doing that, well, your emotional health also gets affected.
早一两个世纪，有这一类问题的人是少数。
Earlier, a century ago, or so, having people who have this kind of problem are rare.
今天多到这几乎是现代人的通病。
This has become a common problem.
以前我在电脑公司上班的时候，就发现美国人吃头痛药吃得相当频繁。
When I was working in the software company, I found that it's really common for Americans to take headache pills.
现在我做牧师，又担任康奈尔的校牧。
Now that I'm a pastor and I also am a chaplain at Cornell.
然后知道有超高比例的学生在吃各种不同种类的抗忧郁症的药。
I know that there is a large proportion of students relying on many, all sorts of antidepressants.
我第一次听到那统计数字这么高，惊讶得难以相信，但这是事实。
When I first heard the statistical numbers, I was really shocked, but this is really the truth.
我们所处的环境真的是有太多的事情会搅扰损害我们的心灵健康。
The environment that we live in, there really are many things that stress us and could affect our mental and physical health.
如果你不学会在神的爱中得着他从上头赐下的平安，你或多或少，或快或慢的，也会渐渐失去心灵的健康。
If you don't learn to seek the peace that comes from God's love, you would lose your mental well-being sooner or later.
美国有好几个机构都做过研究。
Many organizations have carried out research in the U.S.
连不信神的学者研究后都承认，那些固定去教会、虔诚信靠神的人，心灵就是显著的比一般人健康。
Even the non-Christian scholars find out after the research and have to admit that for people who regularly go to church and rely on God, they are clearly mentally more healthy.
所以如果我们以神为我们所依靠的帮助，我们会经历他的保护。
So if we rely on God and treat him as someone, or treat God as someone we can rely on, we would experience his protection.
而他也不打盹，也不睡觉这句话可以提醒我们来卸下重担，安歇休息。
That he does not slumber and he doesn't sleep should remind us that we can always lift off our loads.
在该睡觉的时候就安然躺卧，像孩子睡在母亲的怀里一样。
When it's time to sleep, we should just comfortably lie down and sleep like a child in her mother's lap.
最后，让我们记得诗篇一百二十一篇是一个上行之诗。
So let's remember that Psalm 121, it's a song of ascent.
让我们都选择来敬拜神。
Let's all choose to worship our God.
以欢喜、快乐、赞美的心情来踏上敬拜之旅。
And let's all joyfully and with praise, let's all go on this pilgrimage.
我们现在来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn, song.
Use
any language you like.
每一天所度过的每一刻，我得着能力胜过试探，我依靠天父周详的供应，我不用在恐慌与挂念，他的心既仁慈无可测度，他每天都有最好安排，不论有或其他慈爱显明，劳苦中他赐平安，每一天主自己与我相近，每时刻剩下格外怜悯，我挂虑主愿捍卫与担当他的名。
此这是御全能，他保护他的儿女于真道，他热心必要成全这事，你日子如何，羚羊也如何，这是他向我应许。每当遭遇患难，求助大修，全靠我主真诚的应许。我确信主的体贴与安慰，神先生为应许不落空，恳求主患难共赴同拯救，灵魂于世面前有不全，我一生年日渐入悲日去，只待机应许不美。
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray。
主，我们今天晚上不只是为毕业生们来祷告，
Dear Lord, we not only pray for the graduates tonight,
也为我们在座的每一位都来祷告，
but we also pray for each and every one of us.
主，求你引导我们来信靠你。
Lord, please guide us to rely on you.
赐给我们信心来认识你是一位最慈爱的天父。
Give us the faith to realize that knowing, to know you as the loving God.
赐给我们信心来建立与你最亲密的关系。
Give us the faith to build a really intimate relationship with you.
然后在这一生当中，一天比一天更深刻地体会到我的帮助从神而来。
So that day by day we come to experience that our help really does come from you above.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ, I would pray.
Amen. 我们接下来要特别为今年所有的毕业生来祷告。